This audio is not meant to be used while driving or operating machinery. Just sit down in a comfortable chair or lie down and relax. Allow a long, long exhale. Then inhale and exhale, slowing down. Inhale for 7 counts. Exhale for 11 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Now close your eyes if they aren't closed already. Breathe out tension. Breathe in calm. Breathe out tension. Breathe in calm. Breathe out tension. Breathe in calm. Now draw your attention to the top of your head and feel your scalp relax. And feel your forehead relax, let the tension flow away from your temples, from behind your ears. Let your eyes relax, your cheeks, your throat. Allow your lower jaw to come loose, creating some space between your upper and lower teeth. Allow your chin to sink down towards your chest. Notice the space between your shoulders and allow your back to relax, creating space on both sides of your spine all the way from the base of your skull to the base of your spine. Notice the space between your shoulders and allow your upper arms, elbows, lower arms and hands to relax. Notice the space in your chest and imagine opening the space around your heart, softening that area. Allow your organs to relax within your belly, creating space there, relaxing the area around your waist. Notice the space between your hip bones and feel your buttocks relax. Notice your upper legs, your knees, your lower legs, your ankles and your feet. Feel how your attention allows them to relax. Now notice your legs, your arms, your head all at the same time and feel the space between your head and your feet. Notice the space around you, in front of you, behind you, and to your sides. Notice the space of the room around you. Many people suffer from lack of self-worth or self-confidence. When we are born, we start out as princes and princesses, with a self-worth of 10, without any awareness that there is a distinguishment between us and our mother, or us and the world. We expect that all our needs are met, food, diaper change, cuddling, without any question as to our right to these benefits. As a newborn, we don't spend time worrying if we are clever enough, beautiful enough, if our legs are too thick or too thin to ever learn to walk. We just are. However, as we grow, we find that sometimes our needs do not get met. Some of us are left crying for food or a new diaper while mom is out talking to a neighbor. Our sibling pinches us for fun, or daddy is watching the telly while feeding us. Others, mostly firstborns, experience some lack of attention only at a later stage, when the new baby takes up our mummy time, or when we are told to wait, stop crying, be quiet, behave while the adults talk. The people around us that are easily pleased, we do not spend much time and effort on. But the ones that are difficult to please, we keep trying to please. And so we get rebuked as mum or dad is busy, does not recognize how important something is for you, believes that their needs are more important than yours. We become people pleasers, busy with their needs in order to meet our needs in those childhood years. In time, we forget about our needs and we forget that we deserve as much as them to have our needs met. This way, we lose some of our self-worth, bit by bit. Maybe in childhood, or maybe in our teenage years. Maybe it just piles up year after year, aiming to please others, with less and less expression of our wants and needs and our true selves. Can you give yourself a number from 1 to 10, 10 being perfect self-worth, and 1 being more like disrespecting yourself with a strong negative inner critic? The number you give yourself should be related to how you think of you, not what others think of you. Whatever your number is, this is how you see yourself and the people around you, and this is also how you experience the world and value the world. That is because our inner self-talk and perspective form the colored glasses of our perception of reality. We seek out people who confirm our own opinion of ourselves, because if not, we wouldn't feel comfortable. You know, it's like when someone pays you a compliment about something that you do not feel good about yourself, you just shrug it off. It doesn't feel like you, so they cannot be right. Or someone may think you're great, you're wonderful, but for you exactly that admiration is difficult to cope with, like you have to live up to something you feel you cannot do. So if you think you are a 4, you will most likely enter into a relationship with someone else who thinks they are a 4 and you too. Or maybe if you try to feel real good about yourself, you seek out someone who thinks you're a 5 and who's stroking your ego a lot. Or maybe it's the other way around, they are trying to get up a bit and make themselves feel better by trampling on you and pushing you down. And this is how you can end up in a series of bad relationships or even abuse, because you do not believe someone else, someone better will love you. However, all this time, someone who thinks they are a 10 and who believes everyone else is a 10 will make a strange, if not arrogant, impression on you, and you're not likely to hang out with these people. So let's go back to the rating you gave yourself, and put a 0 behind it and a percentage sign. If you've given yourself a 6, you're actually saying, I am living my life at 60% of what it could be, because I do not deserve more. It's up to us to decide whether we live up to only 60% of our potential self-worth and ignore the other 40% because we believe we are 6. The only person who can influence your own internal sense of self-worth is you. This is your self-worth. Maybe you now want to decide you want to live and experience 90% of positive emotion by moving yourself to a 9. Because what others say about you or to you says more about them than about you. People who are fully comfortable with themselves will say nice things to you, and will usually say nice things to anybody and about everybody. People who are horribly uncomfortable with themselves will have nasty internal voices, make nasty comments about themselves, about you, as well as about anybody else. So whether people say nice things or nasty things, this basically only points out what kind of person they are. Us taking their comments personally doesn't make any sense, since all their comments only reflect their perspective on the world, rather than that they say anything about who you are. So in the end, it doesn't matter at all what anybody else thinks of you. Two people will give you an entirely different perspective on you as a person, based on how they themselves view the world. The only one deciding to live at 60% or at 90% is you. So just lean back and relax even deeper and let things go, just to absorb the following fully. Say slowly to yourself now, I am at 10. I am at 10. I am at 10. Just try on that 10. Maybe this sounds too far stretched for you right now and you can only reach a 7 or 8. As long as it represents a significant shift from where you are now, that is fine. Just try it on. It won't make a difference to anybody else, but it will make a massive difference to you. Here and now, you can stop living in your past and decide, because you were trapped into being someone who you no longer need to be, based on some past childhood experiences. You can now decide to live in the future rather than missing out on your potential. You can now decide, I can be a 10. I will be a 10. I deserve to be a 10. And even if you feel you don't deserve it quite yet, just try it on. Become it for a moment. Be it. Take 100% of your life back. You don't need to go around telling people you're a 10, because they may discourage you. It's just a decision in your own head to be that 10, to take up that idea of being a 10. What anybody else thinks of you is none of your business. Most people will go to a 10 instantly, and some will choose an 8 or a 9 today and will go to a 10 in a few days' time. So when you think about yourself in a few days' time, you will notice that you feel different. You will recognize that what anybody else thinks of you is just their perception, just their opinion, and has nothing to do with you. You yourself know that you are a 10, that you are worth it.